Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. Marana Asmal is here from Durban and has honored us with a visit, and I've requested him to do a reminder for us, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their safar full of barakah and to keep them here safely and to take them safely back home, inshallah. Jazakallahu khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم. Respected brothers in Islam, all praise is due to Allah, Rabbul Izzat, our Creator, Sustainer, Nourisher, Master of the Worlds. Durood and Salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. It is Allah's grace, Allah's mercy that we have this wealth of Iman. We talk of everything else, then the reality of those things enter into our hearts. When we talk of the greatness of Allah, then the greatness of Allah will enter into our hearts. From the morning to the evening, everyone, whether he's in the business world, in the corporate world, whether he's a student, whether he's an employer, employee, is involved in some discussion and talk. A student will talk about their sciences, their books, their college, their sport. That's all they know, entertainment. If every phase in life, the children will talk about their toys. The boys will talk about their sport, the girls will talk about their sport. Business people will talk about different things. But little do we speak about the greatness of Allah. That is why the reality of other things have come in. So just a reminder for myself, as the on the request of our ustaz and Sheikh Hazrat Mirza Yaver Beg, Tamar Barakatuh, whom we hold very dearly in South Africa. And Alhamdulillah, he has muhabbat with a lot of ulama, recognized throughout the world, and the ulama of South Africa respect our honorable Sheikh. So it is his muhabbat that we have come just for one day to Hyderabad. But I want to say something, that if one is connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat, wherever a person is, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him realize the greatness of Allah. So many lessons we learn. We talk of everything else, that is why the greatness of Allah has come out from our hearts. When last did we speak about the greatness of Allah and appreciate a favor of Allah? So many ni'mah, if we count from morning to evening, from Fajr till now, how many favors Allah has blessed us with? La in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah is saying, they appreciate my bounties and favors, I will increase. Wa la in kafartum in adhabi la shadid. Allah forbid, if we show nashukri, ingratitude, then Allah Rabbul Izzat says, then I will put you to a test. Inna azabi la shadid. Allah protect us all. So first lesson, talk of the greatness of Allah wherever we are. And this should be inculcated in our lives, our family lives, and our children. We may die immediately. What about leaving a legacy behind, which will be sadaqah jariyah? Idha matal abdin qatal amalahu illa min thalathatin. وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُوا لَهُ عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ. Very important hadith. If a person passes away, he or she leaves behind three things which are recurring. Pious children. We all want our children to become the coolness of our eyes. We give them the best in this world. Yes, no doubt, give them best education. Give them the best of commodities. Give them best akhlaq also. And give them best for the akhirat, not only dunya. And two is give beneficial knowledge. Impart the knowledge that somebody will make amal on that knowledge, practice on that knowledge. You may pass away, but that person will be sending isale sawab to you. And sadaqati jariya is such recurring rewards that a person does something very quietly and he leaves behind something that continuously people will be remembering him for that good action. Not only building a madrasa, a masjid, or giving towards a water well, or any project, but there may be certain simple acts You may teach a good kind akhlaq or a good act to somebody. That person teaches to somebody. Hundreds of people make amal on that. That is blessings for us. So keeping this in mind, the ayat I cited, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord, Allah Rabbul Izzat, our Lord, our Creator, Sustainer. Allah has given us so many favors. We got the greatest gift, the ni'mat of iman. But a lesson from here, which I learned from my Sheikh and Murshid, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawwarallahu Markadahu in Pakistan. He said, Inna li kulli shay'in ma'danun. It's a hadith. Wa ma'danu taqwa kulubul arifin. Everything, there's a mine. I come from South Africa, as the Sheikh knows. The example is given, we have a gold mine. We dig for it. Here in, we heard you got diamond mines even in Hyderabad. We also got diamond mines in South Africa, a lot of comparison. You have to dig for it. And then when you take out the raw, what happens? It's not what to the eyes, it's eyesore. But the more you polish it, the more you work on it, then how beautiful. People appreciate and dig. You can't put, it's priceless. Likewise, this gift of Allah, which Allah places in the heart of the mashayikh, our great scholars we have amongst us. Inna li kulli shayin ma'danun. Everything, there's a mine. You want something, you go to that mine. وَمَعْدَنُ التَّقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. You have to go and search it by those who have the ma'rifat of Allah. You have the mashayikh, the ulama. You have so many scholars in your midst where you can go and learn from them and benefit from them. So this is my humble advice. One is the greatness of Allah. Two is enjoying the company of the mashayikh. You are so lucky as the musallis of this musalla, mashallah, to be in this Islamic environment under the guidance of a sheikh. Very, very important. We were lucky. Sheikh came to South Africa several times. But one good quality I found, he came to meet all the ulama. And the imam of our masjid, Hazrat especially, came to meet Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He was a wali, born in South Africa. But he passed away right in front of the Kaabatullah. When we informed the Sheikh, remember you called? And he said, I cannot believe it. But he said, this was a sign of you that he was a wali of Allah. Right in front of the Kaaba, he passed away. In Makkatul Mukarram. Then Sheikh came again. We went for taziyat to the family. This is the sign of acceptance. We don't know when, which amal Allah will accept. The third thing is, our Sheikh has shown us a good piece of advice. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate sunnat ke raaste. This is my humble advice. Wherever anybody asks me, I tell them what I learned from my ustads. I always like to shake that if a person want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has to follow the footsteps of who? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every other way, every other ism, every other fashion may change, but the sunnat way is ashal, akmal, aqrab. And it is mahbub in the Allah, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mahbub. He was the habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're sitting in the center, which is known as mahbub Islamic center, which is pleased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do the amal which came out from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How happy Allah will get. How happy Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will get, inshallah. I say inshallah, brothers. Inshallah. We will do such actions, whether it is the action of salam, which is so important today, promoting salam. As I mentioned to the Sheikh, I was so happy when we landed in Hyderabad. This is my first experience. People we don't know making salam to us. You were happy to see us, we were happy to see you. From the time I landed yesterday at this time to the airport, right till now, my 24 hours, people I met, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, they greeted me with salam. Even the non-Muslim guide we had today, I was so happy at least one sunnat amal we can go with the message of promoting the salam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sunnats of and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another lesson I want to share is, brothers, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam won the hearts of people is through his character. And this is what is lacking in the Muslim ummah today. We can win the hearts of the non-Muslims throughout the world with our akhlaq. Ittaqillah haythuma kunta. وَاتْبِعِ السَّيَّأَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ وَخَانِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And this is very, very important. I just want to share with our brothers here our experience in the prison. I quoted one hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. This whole world is like a prison for a believer. Allah protect us all from the environment of a prison. We know what happens inside the prison, a jail. But why the hadith is so significant? Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. It's a prison for a believer. Paradise for a non-believer. He can do whatever he or she wants. We have rules and regulations. We have boundaries and limitations. We are bound by the Quran and the Sunnah. That's all, brothers. If we live within these parameters, then our life will be controlled, regulated, and what Allah loves us and the purpose and object of our lives. Now, people go out of the boundaries. That is why there's problems. A prisoner has to wear a certain uniform. So our identification, I was sharing with the Sheikh, at least we see Islamic identity in Hyderabad. Allah shukr, our elders had the foresight. Allah keep it abad, our houses, our amal, our masajid, our darulums, our ulama, our mashayikh. These are identities of Islam. We come in a Christian country, Sheikh knows how difficult. With all those challenges, Allah gave us the freedom of religion. Allah reward our elders that made the sacrifices. And we want identity of Islam to promote the good akhlaq of Islam. They got a very negative image of Islam through the media. We tell them, our motto is, we are dedicated to provide a positive image of Islam in the prison and advocate humane incarceration. Treat everybody like a human being, not like animals. I was disappointed to hear, even in India, they're treating the Muslims worse than animals. Not giving them halal food. In our country, we made now 44 years of organization. His Sheikh knows about it. Lajnatul Sijnul Islamiyah. The people used to visit Mr. Mandela, who was 27 years in the prison. Sheikh Imam Basir and all the ulama in Cape Town. They visited the people in the prison. They gave them the Quran. They gave them halal food inside the prison. Today we can say satisfactory that some percentage of prisons in South Africa we are monitoring getting halal food inside. We provide the facilities in Ramadan. There's Jummah Salah taking place. There's Eid Salah taking place. There's 5-time Azan being called inside the environment of the prison. This is what is required. I met so many ulama. I've told the Sheikh maybe he would come again to meet the ulama to tell them in India there are so many prisons where you can't call the Azan openly. Zulm is being made on our ulama that are in the prison. Not only in India, so many other countries. So many scholars are locked up. But the important lesson is we all should feel we are prisoners. What's freedom to a prisoner? He wants to go out. What is the value of freedom is when a prisoner comes out, he is given that freedom. Freedom is not being shackled with things, with chains. The freedom is freedom of mind, freedom of heart. What Allah wants us bound by the Sharia. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. So we are bound by the Sharia with this. Another very important significance that we have, Sheikh, we have written to you and you are know about it, is one brother who had a 15-year sentence, an African brother, born in South Africa. And he had multiple crimes, like a whole grocery list. But because he started joining, he accepted Islam inside the prison. Within a few months, he actually bought a copy of the English Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him. When he got released on parole on good behavior, he did not want to go home. His whole family is Christian. They would have killed him. The gangs would have been after him. We sent him into a Darul Uloom. 2 years ago, he graduated as an alim and a sheikh. This is what we need to leave a legacy, brothers. So many ulama and mashayikh in the world, they're not doing things for themselves. They want to leave behind a recurring sawab. Is what people must know you about. Some good action of yours. And my humble, not advice it is, we came to learn from the Sheikh, is that do such action that when you leave this world, people must say that person was such a good person. He did this for me, he did that for me, he did that for me. Inshallah, say inshallah. Inshallah. We request your du'as. I have come all the way just for Sheikh's du'as and your du'as. And your muhabba, you make dua for those incarcerated in the prisons throughout the world. And the difficult situations, they're preserving Islam and Iman. Alhamdulillah, we have worked, we have achieved, we have a regulation. And we want to build this whole Lajnatul Sijnul Islamiyah internationally, inshallah. We want to share what we have got to give. And we have to offer the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and fulfill the sunnah of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam throughout the world. We request the brothers also to find out. There may be a prison here. There may be some brothers and sisters finding difficulty. But find out, make the arrangements, contact the authorities and say, we want to preserve the Islam inside, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for sitting these few minutes. Make dua our journey, as the Sheikh said, we are returning to South Africa tomorrow. And Allah ta'ala make it easy and beneficial. But the idea of bringing the children for the first time to this country is to understand our roots, our connection to Islam, and to feel the spirituality. Many people travel different places. They come back with memories. But when you go back home, there is some very good memory you have to take back. And we all in the group that we are here, the family, we identify with Islam wherever we are. Shukr, I can say we perform salat in the airport, we perform in the plane. At least they identify, they're giving us direction of Qibla, they're giving us places. This is important. And we must not hide our Islam. We must be proud to practice our Islam. For the information of the brothers, wherever we go, before they had areas to perform salah, now they're designated here. Call out your azan wherever you are. Call out your salah wherever you are. And identify we are Muslim. Inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, you can stand up with the Sahaba and say, as they traverse the earth with Islam, we can say that we gave something for Islam also. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We request our Sheikh to make the dua, inshallah, and give us some advice to
Alhamdulillah. I think, alhamdulillah, we got some very good advice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to practice this, because at the end of the day, we hear a lot of things, but what we need to do is to put them into practice, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan Malna for the advice regarding the prisons. Inshallah, we will make inquiries. Let's see what we can do here. I think it's very important, no doubt about that. And at least the work can be started, and we'll see how far we can get with that, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you for coming and your family, and to keep you here and to take you home safely back, inshallah, and to use you and your work for the sake of his deen, and to accept it from you and from your companions. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.